Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode where actually, shockingly, this is just going to be an episode with me. Funny little backstory on recording this episode is I was planning to have the Personality Hires podcast on, aka my coworkers, because I love hearing their insight. They are some of my really close friends here in Atlanta and also just like at work, obviously. I was like, in my experience, all of my really close friends, like all, especially all my close girlfriends, we all have an experience with a short relationship that ended out of nowhere and completely blindsided us. I was like, oh my gosh, like I can't wait to hear their experience. They're going to be able to share their insights on it. And literally, I kid you not, we record yesterday and I'd filled them in on the purpose of the podcast and what we were going to be talking about. And literally it was just me going, all right, and let's go. Everyone share their story because everyone has one. As far as I know, this is a canon event that happens in your 20s. And literally the only people that talked were me and Rebecca, and it was so embarrassing. So you've just got me today. And it actually allowed me to have a little bit of reflection on some of the reasons why getting over a short-term relationship can often be harder than some of those long-term relationships, which I hope will be really validating for you, especially someone like the person that came on our main episode this week, where it's like, sometimes you need to be validated that just because a relationship was short doesn't mean that it wasn't significant. And so I hope that this podcast helps you have some understanding from experts as to why that 90-day relationship feels like it totally screwed you up emotionally, and that it is okay to really be hit hard by something that was short, even if it wasn't even a relationship that came to complete define the relationship fruition where this guy or girl or whoever was your boyfriend. So I have five reasons cited from experts as to why getting over a short-term relationship can feel just as difficult as a long-term relationship. Now, I will give you a heads up because we have talked about this topic a couple of times before, that there are some things that you will have probably heard in the past, and admittedly, like I've seen these things on TikTok. I've heard other people and my friends speak about these things. And so it's very, very nice to hear experts validate them. But I will say number five is one that I have never heard anybody talk about before. And it actually made me pause and stop right before I pressed record for this podcast and really think about the past short-term relationships that I've had. And I think at the root of it, the fifth reason why is something that a lot of us don't open up about a lot. So I'm going to get to that, but let's get through the first four that you may have heard from in the past. And hopefully this feels really validating to you since a lot of this is cited from psychological research and all of those fancy books and TED Talks from the interweb. The first one is likely something you've heard before, that if you have a relationship that ends within like 2, 3, 4 months, that is still peak honeymoon phase. I think there's a reason why we all cite the 3-month rule when it comes to relationships, because I feel like those 90 days is kind of the perfect amount for you to kind of feel like you've had a significant enough relationship for it not to just feel like a random fling. But those 3 months are still really fresh where everything feels exciting and your brain is flooded with all those feel good chemicals like dopamine, oxytocin, and that delicious cocktail that makes love feel like a complete drug. And the thing is about these chemicals is that they're also bonding you emotionally to the other person. And I'm going to pause real quickly and let you know where I've gotten this information from. This is from a biological anthropologist named Helen Fisher, who is really, really big in the relationship space. And she wrote something called Why We Love, : The Nature and Chemistry of Romantic Love. And of course, there's a wealth of information in what she's written, but this specific phase is really, really interesting. And I think it just puts those things that we kind of already know into words. Like, yes, we know that we're getting all those feel-good hormones like dopamine and oxytocin, but it is so nice nice to hear a professional say, like, you're literally being bonded to this person because of what's being flooded through your brain. So even though it feels like you're going crazy, if those chemicals have been dropped off very quickly and out of nowhere, those things are designed to bond you to the other person. So even if it was a short-term thing, you were still chemically bonded in some way. And so it can really feel like an emotional whiplash where you are experiencing things that are supposed to make you feel euphoric and happy and all the things that, you know, Mother Nature makes you feel so that you bond to the other person and procreate and blah, 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 blah. But you go from like this emotional high to immediate emptiness. Like that person's not calling you or texting you. And all these things that were kind of filling that relationship need in your life is immediately gone, totally out of nowhere. And I'm sure you were probably excited to see those bonds get stronger and for that person to take up more space in your life. So when that ends out of nowhere or when it ends within that emotional high of the honeymoon period, I feel like those lows and that emptiness just feel that much more vast. Okay, so on to the second reason. The second reason is something I've mentioned a couple of times on the podcast as well. And this is coming from Attached: The New Science of Adult Attachment and How It Can Help You Find and Keep Love, from Dr. Amir Levine and psychologist Rachel Heller. I can't remember what breakdown bonus episode I had when I talked to an expert about this, but I don't think at that point I had ever heard somebody explain a breakup like it's grief. I'd heard people on social media talk about how grief is just love with nowhere to go. And I think when it comes to a breakup, that's exactly how you can put it into terms if you're going to relate it to grief. Like you had all this love to give another person and you were in those early stages to give that love to somebody else. And then all of a sudden, like that love has nowhere to go. And so that mourning and that grief with the whiplash of that relationship ending, you're not just mourning the person, you're also mourning the potential. So of course, at that 3-month mark, you're like ready to define the relationship. Just like in the main episode, they had literally just become exclusive. And now you're fantasizing and daydreaming about what the next couple of months or even couple of years or couple of decades could look like. And now all of a sudden you have to let go of those fantasies. And I don't know about you, but for me, like maladaptive daydreaming and those fantasies are kind of like what get me through the day. Like to me, that's a coping mechanism for the mundaneness of life. Like if I can escape in my head to the things I want to happen in my life or the things that I'm hoping will happen, those fantasies are part of the fun, especially when you're just having a crush on someone. Like before you've even gotten into a relationship, like when you're just fantasizing about what could be, there is so much value and excitement in that potential. And that to me is what sucks. Like when a crush ends or when an early stage relationship ends, it's like, oh my God, like what am I going to think about before I go to bed at night? Like those were the little maladaptive daydreams that got me excited to get up in the morning or that helped me fall asleep at night. You're getting so close to imagining a future, but you haven't gotten also to the place where you can see a lot of flaws in that person. So of course, like that future just seems like it would be so perfect because you haven't seen that person fuck up yet. So that's the second reason. You are, of course, mourning that potential, and that potential to you feels so perfect because you haven't seen their flaws yet because it was such a short-term relationship. And I think that's why sometimes closure can feel really, really hard to get when it comes to those shorter relationships.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, for the third reason, now we're getting into the good stuff. This information comes from a TED Talk and also Psychology Today called How to Fix a Broken Heart. And if you've ever had a relationship end in the early stages, to me, those are the months and the weeks and the days where you're kind of still feeling out whether or not this person is right for you. And I feel like it's really easy to ignore some of those red flags or the things that you in the back of your mind know aren't right, because those first 3 months are so fun and they could be be fun with really just about anybody because you don't have anything hard that you're going through. You don't have to see or deal with any of that person's flaws, really. That when a person or when you decide to end that relationship pretty early on, sometimes it can feel like there's not really a solid reason. So that's the third note here, is that a lot of these short-term relationships can end without like, oh, well, I didn't like his family, or oh, we just always fought about this. Sometimes it's just like this person's not right for you. And a lot of times that person is leaving that relationship because it's like, well, I was ignoring this for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks because it was really, really fun. But now I'm starting to have to deal with the reality of who this person actually is. And I don't see this lasting past however long we've been in it. Like, I might as well just end it now rather than drag this on for a couple more months. Like, let me do us both a favor and let's move on to something that's going to be more serious, or hell, another 3-month relationship that's going to be a lot more fun. So a lot of times these relationships that end around the 3-month, 4-month mark can feel really abrupt, like they're coming out of nowhere, or like there's an ambiguous reason because they feel weird about trying to put that into words. Because sometimes it's not that there's anything wrong with you. It's just you're not right for me. And that's really hard to put into words. It's not that they don't like things that you do. It's just like, I'm looking for a very specific person and I just don't feel like you're it for me. So when you end without any kind of like concrete reason to be able to be like, oh yes, this is why we broke up. When you have that ambiguity, I think you can convince yourself that there was actually really nothing wrong with that relationship. And your brain is kind of getting stuck in this cycle of trying to make sense as to why that relationship ended. Like, it feels like there's so much vagueness in why it ended that you're trying to put the pieces together, or you're filling in gaps in your head as to why maybe they left you at this point in the relationship. And if I had done this differently, would we still be together? And if I hadn't said that one thing, would he have not thought this, or blah, 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 blah. And the reality is, usually when there's that vagueness to the end, sometimes it's just because you weren't a good fit. And that's really hard to put into words. And when you can't really put it into words, it can feel like there's a lack of closure. The fourth note on why these short-term relationships can be so, so difficult to get over is something that we've kind of already touched on. So I'll breeze through this one really quickly, but this comes from the Gottman Institute and the stages of relationship development. And so I've been referencing the 3 months period because I do feel like the 90-day free trial is a very common thing for people to experience in short-term relationships. Like, I feel like around 2 to 3 months is when things typically end if they're not going to go into a long-term serious relationship. And there's research specifically, like I said, from the Gottman Institute, where it says around 3 months is just often before the stage where deeper conflicts and incompatibilities show up. So again, like, that potential for the relationship feels perfect because you're not really dealing with any of the tougher parts of that person's personality. Like, you haven't really gotten there yet. Around that 90-day period is when people are still on their best behavior, including yourself. So the relationship can feel like it is at its best, because it literally is. Like, you guys are both showing up to the relationship, both with your representatives rather than like the true core of who you are. So if this relationship's going to end before any of those big deep conflicts come up, it can feel like it ended a little too soon. Like, even if the back of your mind you're like, well, we might not have gotten married, we might not have dated for 5 years, but we might have dated for another year or two, it can feel like it just ended too quickly. But in reality, it just ended at the perfect time. But it can feel like you've lost this thing, like it was too good to lose. And I think that's why it can make it hard to let that person go. Like, you've lost them at the most perfect place. Like, you got the best version of them. And so because you've lost that, it feels like this was something really, really significant, which I'm not saying that it wasn't, but just because you got to meet that person's 90-day representative doesn't mean that they were your soulmate. Okay, I'm really, really excited to get into the fifth one, because this is something I don't feel like I've seen anybody vocalize as to why these short-term relationships can feel so devastating, and why, especially women, I feel like we can reel about these things and our emotions for weeks and months and sometimes years after they end. So this is coming from Arthur Aaron, who published something in the National Library of Medicine called Reward, Motivation, and Emotion Systems Associated with Early Stage Intense Romantic Love. This is perfect. This is the good stuff right here. So the fifth note on why these short-term relationships can be so difficult to get over is that, again, around 3 months, because there's so much research surrounding this specific time frame, is that you have just started to integrate them into your routine, your future plans, or, and this was a kicker for me, even your identity. Like, especially if you consider yourself like a hopeless romantic, or you're somebody who really wants to get married or have a long-term serious relationship one day. So when that breakup happens really suddenly, it doesn't just feel like this person has rejected the relationship. But I don't know about you, but different people tend to bring up different versions of myself. And if you also don't get into romantic relationships frequently, when that relationship goes away, you then also have to say goodbye to the version of yourself that is in a relationship. That can really happen for any relationship or any friendship. Different people bring out different versions of you. And when that friendship or relationship ends, you kind of have to say goodbye to that version of yourself, which can really suck. Like if you love the way you feel around somebody and now that person's gone, bye-bye. That part of you isn't gone. Like you just need to find somebody else to bring that version of you out. But especially if you are not the kind of person to really catch feelings for somebody, that you'd have to take a step back and go, oh, well, I mean, like, when am I going to find that again? Like, it's going to be another couple of years. I've been single for 2, 3, 4 years or whatever. And I think nobody really talks about how it's pretty devastating when you lose the person you get to be in a romantic relationship. Like, sure, being single is wonderful and there is so much freedom and excitement that comes with getting to live life on your terms, but there's also a grief that comes with having to say goodbye to the person that you get to be with a partner. And I had never seen or heard anybody vocalize that before. So reading that for me was so validating as somebody who doesn't necessarily get into romantic relationships frequently. Is like, why, even though I know that person wasn't right for me and I don't want to be with that person and I know that that relationship wasn't going anywhere, I think truly what I was mourning out of those situationships or those short-term relationships is the fact that I got to be somebody's girl. Nobody told me how much I would love being, now I've never been a girlfriend, but I'll just use it for simpler terms. Like no one ever told me how much I would love being a girlfriend. Like it is so nice when you're out and about, like having somebody take care of you or look out for you or just knowing that you always have somebody to talk to about certain things at the end of the day, or you always have somebody to do things with on the weekend. And it just brings out a side of you that, as much as I love my girlfriends, like you don't get to have that version of yourself when you're with your platonic friends. Like that's just not the person that you really get to be with anybody else. And so if being a girlfriend is something that you want, and now you have to say goodbye to that version of yourself for you don't even know how long, that can really, really suck. And I'm so glad I read that and I saw it in writing, because it's so validating to see a psychological expert say that that's something that you're allowed to grieve. It's weird that you need permission, or you just need someone to pick that little section of your brain out and say, oh, you weren't crazy for feeling that way, or you didn't even know that you felt that way. And I'm letting you know that that's a real thing, and you get to feel sad and frustrated that that part of you is gone, at least for now. So I thought that was absolutely fascinating to read. And I know some of the stuff we've gone over multiple times on this podcast, but I always think it's good to have a little refresher, especially when we have some research we can cite. So I hope that that was really validating for you and has been a part of your healing journey if you have been blindsided by really anybody, even if you've been in a relationship for a long period of time. I do think that some of these principles can be really helpful in making sense of why you feel the way that you feel, so you don't feel so alone in it. And I do think so much of that is really, really healing, and it can help us move past these difficult emotions so we can get onto the happier ones. Because even though it feels good to grieve and wallow sometimes, we've got to be able to heal those wounds and feel our feelings and move past it so we can get on to healthier and happier relationships whenever they decide to come into our lives. Thanks again for tuning into another episode of the Breakup Breakdown and bonus episodes. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.